North Korea has announced the death of leader Kim Jong-il, and the heir apparent is his young son. So what does his death mean for the communist nation, its people, and its neighbors, most especially South Korea? WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green is joining us. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning.
One of the things they did this morning shortly after the death announcement was they fired a short-range missile. What kind of statement are they trying to send?
You know, in some ways, when a person dies, a prominent person, some cultures give that person a send-off. This case, that could have been that, but in this case as well, that could have been a show of, look, he's gone, but still, don't mess with us because we're still North Korea and we're still who we've been for the last 30, 40 years. That it's no real way to know what they were doing. It's going to take some study on that. And it's going to take a bit before the U.S. and the rest of the world actually knows what they were up to.
The new leader of that nation is also Kim Jong-un, the son of Kim Jong-il. What do we know about him? We understand he's fairly young and fairly inexperienced.
Young, inexperienced, but he's the son of Kim Jong-il and the grandson of Kim Il-sung. And he's been steeped in the last couple of years in the mentality, the understanding, and I would venture to say, the hopes and goals of those two men. The problem with this young person is that this is a very different environment now. Mm-hmm. This is a very different world. The players are changing rapidly in the communist world. And indeed, that country itself faces some very steep and difficult challenges with food, provisions for its people. One of the really interesting things is, will he, as a young person, say, hey, I'm not going to dedicate my life to this. I want something better or something different. Does he have the motivation to do that?
Now, there are a lot of American forces there intent on protecting South Korea from North Korea. Are there any enhanced concerns that there might be agitation?
Well, yes. And there's always going to be that. As I understand it in communicating with some folks since last night, South Korea has declared a state of emergency. Because of their concerns about the North. And the North has spies. They have spies in South Korea, and they watch every move the South Korean government makes. So the South is very much concerned that there may be some activity within their country. Some types of attacks, assassinations can never be ruled out, but there's always concern that there could be some destabilizing movement there. But I think the biggest concern at this point today is North Korea's role in the nuclear underground. That is a huge problem. Syria, Iran, Pakistan, let's not forget about North Korea.
We'll watch all of that closely with you, J.J. WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green, joining us live this morning.